Election Day in Connecticut this November will feature mayoral races in the state's biggest cities. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, candidates challenging established incumbents are beginning to emerge.
Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin recently announced he'll seek a second term. Meanwhile, State Representative Brandon McGee will challenge him for the Democratic nomination. McGee is the chairman of the State House's Black and Puerto Rican Caucus. At an announcement this week, he said he wants development in the capital city to be the cornerstone of his candidacy. That, he says, will involve improving the local housing stock and working with small businesses to get them the resources they need to grow.
Potential and possibility lives in every resident here in the city of Hartford. I am running for mayor because I want to create a city that embraces each and every resident and creates the conditions for them to succeed.
Democrats Aaron Lewis, J. Stan McCauley, and Craig Stallings have also filed the necessary paperwork to run. Meanwhile, in New Haven, Justin Elliker will run against Democratic Mayor Tony Harp for a second time. He says that urban blight and poverty are major obstacles facing the city's residents.
New Haven, the city, has a lot of opportunity to crack down on absentee landlords that are not upkeeping their properties properly, addressing issues like high levels of lead content in the paint in properties around New Haven.
Elliker got 45% of the vote when he lost to Harp 6 years ago. Wendy Hamilton, an independent, has also declared with the city. And in Bridgeport, Marilyn Moore is calling for integrity and transparency in city government. The Democratic state senator from the 22nd District will run against Joe Ganim. Primaries for mayoral races will be held on September 10th. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.